is ungodly.
To study a Mormon, I'm a living specimen.
Dark fatted. She's not a Christian!
That I am peculiar in the things I say.
I rebuke it in the name of the Lord!
Do's and don'ts for happy, happy living. I want to say I will or won't, I try to be forgiven.
Get the hell out of my house! In Jesus' name I pray!
If I know our truth, then you can be a Mormon too.
Get these ear sets off of me. I've had enough. Gargoyles! Slagits! Everything's ungodly! Dark sided! In Jesus' name, I pray. They will be on my prayer list for the day I die. Every one of them.
I'm a Mormon, through and through.
Get out of my house!
If you think that I am peculiar in the things I say and
do,
don't
stay in my house!
For happy, happy living.
I rebuke it in the name of the Lord! Because you know what? I won't take some ungodly person telling me what to do with my money.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, October 17th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Tainted Duck and Dunk. What? No. Dun, 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 dun. Enough of my music. Yes, Tainted Duck and Donkey. Plus, just like Hillary Clinton, a stripper breaks through the glass ceiling. And getting a lap dance while your baby sleeps in the parking lot. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here ending the week with the Big Friday program. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Got a great show for you today. Did you guys get a chance to watch the presidential debates on Wednesday? If so, I've got a sound here for you. Guess what this is? Those are John McCain's eyes blinking. Isn't that just the weirdest thing? It's like one blink every second. It was weird. I think he's trying to send messages to us through his eye blinking. Isn't he just the creepiest motherfucker ever with his melty face? Left side's a little lumpier than the right side, and his really, like, yellow old man teeth. During the whole debate, he just looks so angry. I just get the feeling he just wants to just scream out, "You're a nigger! You are a nigger! There's no way you can be president! How is this happening to me?" I don't think he's racist, I just think, you know, just so angry, wants to just say something. It just can't be happening to me. Anyways... I don't want to seem like I'm pro-Obama or whatever. So in the interest of equal time, I feel like I should give a McCain supporter a chance to speak.
Barack Hussein Obama has brought out the whore in a whole lot of people.
Yay! It's crazy anti-Obama preacher man! Yes, he's back. This was posted just a few days ago. And here he is comparing Obama to a Mac Daddy.
He has people who have been hiding their whoredom, people who have been hiding their looseness, people who have been hiding
their looseness,
their weaknesses. When this man showed up, that's why God called him a long-legged Mac Daddy, because a pimp.
God called him that?
A pimp or a player or a Mac.
God called him a long-legged Mac Daddy.
A Mac.
That doesn't sound like God.
A pimp or a player. If you got any whore in you as a woman, he'll find it and he'll bring it out. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, a Mac, if you got whore in you.
Obama will fuck that whore right out of you.
Women. Men. A Mac. If a man's got whore in him, a Mac can make a man whore.
What church is this? I need to attend. These are some great sermons.
If a man's got whore in him, a Mac can make a man whore. A pimp usually just pimps women. A pimp find a woman. If she's weak, if she got any whore in her, a pimp will find it and bring it out. Next thing you know, she's whoring. That pimp has found it. Barack Hussein Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy. He has found a whore in the black community, and he's pimping it to know, and he's macking it. He's a Mac Daddy. He's macking you whores is what he's doing. He's macking you. He's a Mac Daddy. He's a Mac.
Obama is a Mac Daddy.
He's found a whore, and he's found it in the black church.
Good grief. Here is an example of how Barack Hussein Obama is a Mac Daddy.
Chris Matthews.
Excuse me. A long-legged Mac Daddy.
Chris Matthews said in an interview when Obama was standing at the podium. He said, ooh, I got a funny feeling running up my leg. Mac Daddy! Chris Matthews said, I got a funny feeling running up my leg. Mac Daddy! All the other men reported, I just, when I get in his presence, I just feel so different. He's a Mac!
I get the vapors.
He's a Mac! He's a Mac Daddy!
Oh, man.
You whore, you! You whore, you! He's a Mac! He's a Mac Daddy!
There you go.
You whore, you! You whore, you!
All right, thank you very much, Preacher. Here is a very short clip of a guy getting fucked by another guy's foot.
Yeah.
It's a foot fucking.
Suck it in there. Go ahead, suck it in. Welcome my foot. Welcome my foot.
You think, welcome my foot? And the guy who's getting fucked is just blabbering gibberish. It's like that homeless guy audio we play. Now we know the homeless guy's problem. There is a foot in his butthole. All right, I've got a clip here from a 1970s porno. This is a guy who walked in on his cousin having sex. Guess what happens? He gets pulled in. All right, the cousin's having lesbian sex with one of her friends and then spots her cousin.
Who the hell is that? Oh my God, it's my cousin Billy. What the?
He's a Mac Daddy!
What are you doing in here? Spying on us? Why didn't you knock, you little twerp?
I'm sorry.
He's fucking sorry. I don't give a damn if you're sorry, you little cretin.
Well, I heard some sounds up here and...
When you walk in on someone without their knowing it, that's... Fine, idiot.
And the Academy Award goes to...
Well, I'm sorry, I really am.
Do you know what happens to spies, little boy?
They get to fuck you.
They get screwed.
Cue music.
Please, don't do that. No.
They're pulling off his pants.
You wanted to look at it, sweetie, so you're getting a nice close-up.
She's sitting on his face. His nose is in her pussy at this point. All right, so of course they have sex, and here is the ending. Climax, if you will.
Oh, God. Do you realize what you've just done? You came in me, you fool, you! I don't even take the pill or anything. God, what am I
going to
do?
You're going to have the baby, and let me suggest a name for it. Trig. That's right. You weep at your tard baby future. Tard baby future! Finally today, I've got some great cock-gagging audio, but at the very beginning of this clip, there's a short interview with the girl. It's kind of funny.
Hey, what's your name?
Jusira.
What part of India?
I was born in Pune.
Where's that?
It's like south of Bombay, southwest.
Yeah, it's a little Indian girl who's going to be doing the cock-sucking.
Pune, is that what I call the Punjabs?
I guess.
Racist.
Wow. Just like that's my little Punani.
Do you want a Quickie Mart?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you want a Quickie Mart? You know, like a convenience store?
No, I don't.
Can you speak Indian?
Not at all.
All you gotta do is just go doop doop doop. Like that with your voice and you're speaking Indian. Seriously. and then say, thank you, come again, and you got it.
All right, so the director is a douchebag. Let's hear the cock gagging. This is just the beginning. We've got some more of her cock gagging greatest hits coming up here.
There you go. Got some curry chicken down there for me?
Curry chicken. She's puking on his cock.
Oh, yeah. Hold it down for 3 seconds. I'll count. One little, two little, three little Indians, right?
She's gonna blow.
Oh. Nice.
There you go.
Oh. That was a good puke. Let's see. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. This week we've already done extended shows, exclusive shows, got a video cast for you freaks still this weekend. If you want to check it out, sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Don't forget we've got lifetime memberships available now. And if you're already a yearly member, you can get a discount on lifetime memberships. Just email me for all the instructions on that. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
A Myrtle Beach man was arrested after his baby was found inside a car in the parking lot of a local gentleman's club. It gets better, though, don't worry. Jeffrey Allen Hale, 27, was charged with unlawful conduct toward a child. After police were called at 11:40 a.m. Wednesday to Derriere's Gentlemen's Club, the report showed. Someone reported that an infant buckled into a car seat in the backseat of a car was unlocked with the keys inside. Using information from the license plate, police learned the car belonged to Hale and went inside the club looking for him. In his report, the officer noted a man was sitting at a table, smoking a cigarette, and getting a lap dance when he entered the club. After asking several patrons their names, the officer went to the man and learned he was Hale. Hale told police his wife was on stage dancing at the time, and he was getting a lap dance from a different woman. Classy couple. He was only there to get a cell phone from her, apparently. Hale said his baby was sleeping in the car, and he did not want to wake her to take her inside the club. Oh, he's a good parent. See, the baby was sleeping. He didn't want to disturb her. So he left her in the car unlocked at a strip club. Now, I'm not concerned so much with the clientele of the strip club doing something to the baby, but I don't trust late-night Waffle House customers. They're a bit shady, and let's face it, where there's a strip club, there's a Waffle House. I like my hash browns like I like my infants. Smothered, covered, diced, and fucked. Creepy. The baby's 28-year-old stripper mom came outside and took custody of her when Hale was arrested, the report showed. So there you go. Second story we have for you today also comes from Florida.
Florida.
Our most fucked up state.
Thank you, whoever made that masterpiece. Yes, an angry wife or girlfriend might not be the only thing to worry about when visiting a strip club. Jesus Christ, is that all there is in Florida? Disney World and strip clubs? A man suing a Pompano Beach club claims a performer's shoe flew off during a pole dance. Yes, a performer's shoe flew off during a pole dance, shattered the mirror ceiling, and caused glass in the shoe to hit him. The lawsuit filed in Broward County by 35-year-old Charles Privet says the booby trap, another great strip club name, the booby trap, breached its duty when its employee failed. Here in Ashtabula, we have the rare cherry, as many of you know. Yes, the booby trap breached its duty when its employee failed to perform her routine in a reasonably safe manner. The suit seeks at least $15,000 in damages. This guy's attorney says his client suffered a small cut to his eyebrow, headaches, and nosebleeds because of the January 14th pole dance. Booby trap general manager George Gettinger acknowledged paramedics were called, but says the injuries were only minor. So there you go. Final story we have for you today comes from Beijing. That's right. Some 170 wedding banquet guests were rushed to the hospital in North China when powdered rust remover was added to the pot instead of salt after they all decided it needed added flavor. In a bizarre coincidence, 61 wedding guests were taken to the hospital with similar symptoms a day earlier after a duck and donkey meat banquet in northwest China. Why don't we have these in the United States? I'd like to attend a duck and donkey meat banquet. In the rust remover case, the bride's proud father invited 170 friends and relatives to the wedding banquet the night before the nuptials. Quote, all food was stewed in a big pot, but after dinner started, all of them felt the taste was a little too bland. Someone added what he or she thought was salt several times. An hour later, the guests were all being rushed to the hospital. Quote, when I arrived at the hospital, the observation room was packed with people vomiting with stomach pains and diarrhea. A doctor was quoted as saying, the symptoms were short-lived and all the victims were released the next day. A day earlier, 61 wedding guests suffered food poisoning at a banquet. Duck, donkey meat, chicken, and shrimp were the main dishes served at that dinner. China has been hit by a series of food safety scares in recent years, most recently when thousands of infants fell sick from contaminated milk powder. Keep up the great work, China. If you keep poisoning your own people, who's going to be left to poison us here in the United States? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies one last time this week.
Jigu, Tim, it's Scotia from Canada. I had a, you know, your freak moment when last night I was just laying in bed with my boyfriend and, you know, you're cuddling and shit and running your...
Cuddling and shit. You're so romantic.
Running your fingernails up and down bodies and shit. I tickled him and he accidentally said, Jigu, while he was laughing. It was the most amazing thing and we laughed for hours after.
Aww.
It was awesome. Okay,
well, jagu to you, my friend.
Timmy, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half, and I've got to ask you something. Since I've been listening to you, you've moved like five or six times, and I fucking hate moving. So what are you doing? You just keep getting shithole apartments, or what's the deal? I don't know. I'm curious.
I don't know.
The second reason I'm calling is you wanted to make those jagu bumper stickers, but you were worried about it coming off as vaguely racist. Well... Maybe this is just because I'm an idiot, but when I first started hearing it, I thought it was Chigu, like C-H-I-G-O-O, and I don't know, maybe that's the way around it.
Maybe.
Could work. Whatever, thought I'd just let you know.
Or maybe we should just have a Chigu, and when a black person confronts you, just say, hey, darky, back up! There's nothing racist about that! Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB, my friend, TNB.
Timothy James Nabisco Henson, Cold Storage Sideshow member, just calling to see how you're doing. How are you doing?
I am doing adequate.
Tim Henson, I have a message of information for you.
Oh, a drunk man.
I have a message of information for you.
Go right ahead.
9/11 was an inside rim job.
You're a Muppet, like Tim Henson.
And you're a Muppet like Jim Henson. That's what my friend says, but she's a cunt. And she deserves
Sounds
to die.
That was a
Whatever.
Very cunty comment
I love you.
By your friend.
Bye.
It was a sex with you.
All right. Thank you very much. Get in line, my friend.
Hey, Tim. Bobby from St. Louis. I'm just calling in to let you know I had my you're a freak when moment.
Okay.
Walked into the grocery store, and the song that was playing on the radio was Walking on Sunshine. And instead of thinking of happy things, I thought of cum farts and retarded babies.
That's right.
So, see ya.
And, of course, Allison.
Hey, Tim Jagu. This is the extra on your Sideshow member from New Jersey. And I just got two quick things to say. First, I've been catching up on Distorted View recently because my dad deleted my iTunes library.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to go 2 months without Distorted View before fixing everything.
Oh.
That sucked, but you were still getting money, so...
Thank you.
That's good. And,
I need it.
I had my...
Seriously.
I know when you're a freak moment recently. I was on the GameStop website, and there was this game called My Japanese Word Coach. And the first thing that came to mind was those, like, training videos.
Yes, I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea thing. So, yeah,
I wonder if those videos really do help Japanese people learn English.
Hey, Tim, it's Robert, new listener here. Yeah, I see, I would sign up for the sideshow, but my parents probably wouldn't approve of it. In fact, they don't even know that I'm listening to your podcast.
No,
anyway,
you shouldn't be listening if you're underage.
I've just got a funny story.
Your parents have big fat sticks up their asses and would have a problem with my stupid show.
My parents and I were in the car.
You should sign up anyways, though.
Somewhere, and you know the little button?
I'm a little strapped for cash. And you know, it's fucking Friday. You know, it's payday. Spread the fucking wealth a little bit.
For the crosswalk.
I'm here every day, day in and day out, providing what I consider to be comedy. And the least you could do is fork over some cash.
Turn green. Anyway, there's this guy, you know, just on the corner, hunched over, you know, basically, you know, like his face was like 6 inches away from the button, just pressing it over and over. And then we honked at him. He turned us around. He turned around, gave us an angry face. And then, after that, he took his shoe off and started banging on the button. Well, the light finally turned green, and we left. We got back, and basically he was sitting on the ground, and there were two cops just standing there looking down at him, and he was just extending his arm, pointing at the two cops' faces, and we just started.
Underage callers have the worst goddamn stories. Your whole story is a guy was pressing a button. Who cares?
Hey, Jim Hansen, it's me, Candy.
Lady.
I'm a gentleman entertainer up here at the Peppermint Hippo in Kyle Estes, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
I listen to your show all the time, and I loved it. I listen to it after I take a shower and watch Roseanne. If you ever get lonely, you can always come by and play Candyland.
Oh.
And I don't mean the board game.
I got you there.
So, I'll call you later.
I'll have to check you out at the Peppermint Hippo, Candy. Thank you very much. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. You should put your application into the booby trap. They might hire you. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is he no God?
He's a Mac, Daddy. He's a Mac.
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you're a sideshow member, got a video cast for you this weekend. If you're not a member, sign up right now. Thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. We'll see you back on Monday. Until then,